Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, you're going to hear a lot of noise in the background, which is okay because I am in the world, but I am not the world. Amen. So because of the blessings that we have nowadays, we can go into a Starbucks and use the internet. Amen. So blessed be the name of the Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to have my Bible open and that anybody that has passed by, because we are supposed to be a light unto the world. Amen. We're supposed to be a light right here. Amen. So, people from Tokyo, Japan, walking out. Hey, look at those. Got a Bible open. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm excited to share on the book of Psalms, chapter 1. The book of Psalms, chapter 1. I will begin reading at verse 1. And allow me to introduce myself by the grace and the love and the mercy of God. I am Evangelist Jesse Charles, broadcasting live from the City of Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada. Let me ask you something. Can anything good come out of the city of Las Vegas, Nazareth? Las Vegas, Nazareth. Anyway, you're going to, I'm in Starbucks, so you're going to hear Starbucks noise in the background. Amen. Psalm chapter 1, over there. Very interesting book, simply because it talks about the righteous and the ungodly, the righteous and the wicked. The righteous and let's read verse 1. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, make the way with words of faith. And in Jesus' name, in Yeshua HaMashiach, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is going to benefit someone. And the reason I want to touch on this is because the Church of Jesus Christ, the believer, the born again, the Christian, are acting like the wicked, are acting like the ungodly. Well, listen, we got to get this thing right. If we are owned by God, if we are Christians, and we are children of God, why are we acting ungodly or wicked? Okay, there is a beautiful word that Philippians 1:6 says that be confident of this one thing, that he who begun a good work in you, he who begun a good work in you, will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ, will finish it until the revelation of Jesus Christ. He who begun a good work in you, he did not begin a bad work in you. Okay, when we got saved, when we got born again, when we came to the knowledge of the gospel, of the glorious life of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. When we became new creatures in Jesus Christ, amen, the old man moved out, or the old man had to move out. The old man was forced to move out when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, came in. Amen. Darkness had to flee when light, the light of God, God is light, And the light of God, when the light of God comes in the inside of us, darkness has to flee. And darkness comprehends the Holy Ghost not. Glory to God. That was a good one. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So listen, the reason I need to come on the air and share this is because now you cannot even tell the righteous from the unrighteous, the godly from the ungodly. It's terrible. It's terrible. They is God. God the Holy Ghost is getting sick to the point of vomiting. Vomiting. Oh, God, help me. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. You want to be blessed? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't walk. You cannot walk with the wicked. You cannot claim to be saved by Jesus Christ and holding the devil's hand. Holding hands with the devil and confessing that you love Jesus. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly will give you some counsel, but it's not going to be godly counsel. Do not go to the ungodly to get some holy counseling. Nor stand in the path of the sinners. How can two walk together unless they agree? Okay, because you live with an unrighteous man, because you live with a wicked person, you have to get along with that wicked person and say, hey, well, guess what, you know, blessed is the man. You want to be blessed? You're not going to be blessed if you're counseling with the ungodly, with the wicked, you're standing in the path of sinners, you live with sinners, you got to move out. You got to flee. What could light have in common with darkness? I just moved out from a home that was just making me sick. Making me sick. The Bible says that you shall know them by their fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. People go around saying, I mean, all the Christian things, the Christian characteristics, the Christian walk, you smell like the devil. You got all the characteristics of a Christian, but your works are wicked. Your works are ungodly. Your fruits of your spirit are sickening, to the point where, okay, a sick person can get along with another sick person. An unrighteous person will get along with an unrighteous person. A wicked person would just love to hang around with another wicked person. But a righteous person, when you be born again by the Spirit of God, you have no communion with the ungodly, with the wicked. It should make you sick. Nor sit in the seat of the strong. But your delight should be in the law of the Lord. Your delight should be in the law of the Lord. And in His law, you meditate day and night. You have a desire, your delight is to read the word. Your life, your delight should be, you delight on something, right? You love something, you delight, right? He delights in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Whatever he does shall prosper. That reminds me of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39. Let's keep reading. Verse 4. The ungodly are not so. You're not so, Baba. You ungodly, Baba. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, for sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, for the Lord knows the way of the wicked, of the ungodly. The Lord knows who you are, Baba. Who are you fooling? Okay. In the love, see, love must be tough. So I need to be tough with you by the love of the Lord. Okay? The Lord knows your ways, right? You look good in before a lot of people. You look good before a lot of people, but you look sickening unto God. You make Him sick. He'll vomit you out of His mouth. Okay, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. Okay, He knows your ways. So don't fret. Just keep on keeping on. Okay? But the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the wicked, you're going to perish. Listen, for God so loved the world that gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish. Perish means you ain't going to heaven, Baba. Okay? But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let me give you some light reading the book of Psalms, chapter 1. 16 blessed classes. They that you're going to be blessed. Those that live godly. Those that put their trust in the Lord. Sins are forgiven. You are blessed. When your sins are forgiven, when you have repented, turned unto God, you are free from imputed sin. You help the poor. Blessed classes, they that God fellowship with you. God fellowship with you. You help the poor. You help the poor. Blessed you that live in God's house. You live in God's house. You don't live in the wicked house. living in a wicked house, you better run, Baba. Do not partake of their sins. When judgment is coming upon a house, you know it's because of sin, because of unrighteousness, because of the wicked, because of the ungodly. You want to be blessed, you need to run. You want to live in God's house, you want to live in a house, in a godly home. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Blessed are you when you draw strength from God. Blessed are you that know how to worship God. Blessed are you when you are chastened by God. Amen. God loves you. You need some chastening. God is your Father and He loves you. Blessed are you when you are chastened by God. You are blessed when you fear God. You are blessed when you live undefiled life. Blessed are you when you obey God's word. Obey God's word. If God tells you to run, you run. If God tells you whatever He tells you in His word, how does God speak? He speaks through His word. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are you when you walk in wisdom. Blessed are you when you hear wisdom. Blessed are you when you wait upon God. Blessed are you when you wait upon God. Listen, those were the blessed. But listen, three simple classes. We need to see if we are in this kind of class. Three simple classes. Here they go. Verse 1, remember? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands as a sinner, nor sits in the seat of scornfuls. Number 1, the ungodly. In Hebrew, it's called Rasha. R-A-S-H. Morally wrong. You can be morally wrong. Actively bad. Your activities, they're bad. Actively bad. You are wicked. You are unjust. Translated, ungodly. And wicked. Number 2, three simple classes. The first one was the ungodly. Are you ungodly? Are you a sinner? Number 2 is sinner. And the Hebrew word for it is chata. C-H-A-T-T-A. Criminal. Are you a criminal? Are you one that misses the mark? You're missing the mark? It's okay, you missed the mark, but guess what? You come back and aim for that target again. You passed the limits of law. You have passed the limits of the law. Okay? God sets laws, right? How about the laws of the land? We pass the laws, right? We break them. Translated, sinners. Number 3, the scornful. The Hebrew word is lut, L-U-T-S. To make mouth at. To make mouth. With your mouth, it's scornful. With the mouth, to make mouth at. To scoff. You a scoffer. You a mocker. To mock. You mock. Seven acts of a righteous man in delight in the Word of God, meditate in it day and night, become afraid to obey it. Become afraid to obey it. He strives to obey it. He wants to obey God's Word. He makes it his rule of life and conduct. If an act of a righteous man, he makes it his rule of life and conduct. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. He makes it his standard of faith and religion. He makes it the standard of faith, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. He reads it to gain knowledge and wisdom. Live an act of the righteous man. He reads it to gain knowledge and wisdom. He feeds on it to grow spiritually. Live an act of a righteous man. He feeds on it to grow spiritually. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. I want to read through this again. God's glory. You're listening to the voice of evangelist Jesse Charles, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, what they call Sin City. But where sin abounds, grace, the grace and the love and the mercy of God abounds forever. You seek God, you repent. We don't want to be a type of Christian, because the Bible says that you shall be known by your fruits. By your fruits, men will know who you really are. You see, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? The mind, you can have a good mind and speak very knowledgeable, long-lettered words, but your deeds are wicked. Your deeds are evil. You are ungodly. You're not godly. We say we are, but God knows His people. God knows you very well. You look good in front of people, but with God, you make Him sick. You make Him sick to His stomach. It is better to be wrong with men and right with God. I'd rather be wrong with you and right with God. Let every man be a liar and God be true. Let God be true and every man a liar. A lot of people, they look good in front of a crowd, but you look sickening unto God. People feel good when they are applauded by people and are acknowledged by people, and they are not acknowledged by God. God acknowledges you right now. Glory be to God. The highest. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let me see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Father, I just pray that give me life to do this study again. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for people
that this message will land somewhere and turn the wicked unto God, unto repentance. We want to be a blessed people and give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. More information on outdoor evangelism. You want to call in and you can participate with me on radio. And we can share a topic. I'll give you my personal cell phone number. And you're moving to the city of Las Vegas, and you don't know where really you are going to go. But one thing we don't want to do is hang around with the wicked, with the ungodly. Area code 702-931-1221. Area code 702-931-1221. 931-1221. Area code 702. I am, by the grace and the love and the mercy of God, Evangelist Jesse Charles, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, encouraging people to turn from their wicked ways so that God will receive you and will not reject you. Amen. I want you to remember this, that God loves you. God loves you. I love you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that. You are already loved. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in on his son, whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Repent. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:12. Receive, for as many as received him, the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave the right and the power to become sons of God, children of God, born again of God. What must I do to enter the kingdom of God? You must be born again. You want to read beginning at the chapter 1 of the book of John. John chapter 1. Begin with chapter 1 and keep reading it, and you will see the story, the love story. I call this the love story of God the Father that sent God the Son that baptized me with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They say that these three are one. Yes, they are one in unity, but they're not one in body. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And if you want to be free, let God's word set you free. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.